Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome to another episode of the Empower Me Show. I am Pam Bright. I am your hostess for today, and you have tuned into the Language of Light episode. We today get to talk about soul contracts. So what is a soul contract, you ask? Well, I always ask a signature question with that question, with that statement, which is that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. What if the reason for being here in human form is to experience your soul and what your soul is here to do? That's what we're going to explore today. But first, what I want to do is I want to get us grounded into our hearts and into this now moment. And so I'm going to do a guided meditation with you. So if you're driving, please just listen to my voice, but keep your eyes on the road, keep focused with whatever you're doing so that you can be present. If you're in a place where you can actually kick back and just close your eyes and be with yourself and your heart, please do that at this time and just listen. Listen and be willing to let go of all distraction, all of the excess noise of your life, and just be here now in this moment. Creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things, we thank you for our lives and we thank you for this day. And we now ask that our full beings of light and love be here now in this moment. And we ask to fully and completely connect to all of the guidance that is available to each of us in this moment. Any angels, guides, teachers, animal totems, spirit totems, all of nature, please come in now and guide us in the exploration of who it is that is in our physical selves, who lives inside of us, each one of us as individuals, and let us explore what it means to be soul in this moment. So I invite you to use your breath to really connect into the inner world that you are. As you breathe, you might put your hand right on your heart chakra, right in the center of your chest, and just connect into your breathing and your heartbeat. As you feel your heartbeat, that is where your soul resides. That soul gets to expand to include your entire body system, but the heart is the best place to start with that so that you can get connected to your love center, because your love center is what is connected the most to the God source, the creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things. And we ask that our heart centers inform us today of who we are, why we are here on this planet Earth, And what is our special mission that we have chosen for this lifetime as soul? These are the questions that I invite you to be in inquiry about. An inquiry is an open-ended question that has multiple answers. And so you might come up with many, many different answers to that same question throughout time as you ask that. For today, we get one set of answers for you. Tomorrow, as you ask that same question, you might get a whole different set of answers. All of them would be correct for you because you live inside of your own body system. So ask yourself that question, why am I here in this moment on this day with this Transformation Talk Radio Empower Me show with Pam Bright? What answers do I have for myself to be answered? What are my questions? What are my concerns? What are my fears? What are my worries? What is my special purpose for being in human form? And as you ask these questions, your heart will begin to inform you of these answers as we go through our hour together today. I'm just going to do a little light language to ground that into your heart center and into your physical form. And we thank the beings of light that work through me and who are always available to you as well to guide you in your life and on this path. Ane ka ade ena ma ki sa ta ki achane ki da ba intu kamaye sane. Tonde la chana ma ki adagi enda hisine ma ki ata. Ena maya kumba e chinche ase ki I. Tonke tana ki amba ba I ke so. Nana ye anana ki sa. Genda sana ya ki a. Enda I asane nakaye mama. Kole kanchana isi ya mama ki o mama ki ata. Conte anaite, o saragi ambabaite. No te ramaki, jonche ya sanamakia. Donte sanakia. So go ahead and take another nice deep breath and ask all of that wonderful light coding that came through me to come into all of your whole physical self, into your auric field, into every crevice of your being, and ask your guidance that works with you every day to inform you of whatever information you need right now. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back. Welcome back, everyone. So here's a question for you. If the universal problem is disconnection, what must you do to live in alignment with your purpose? That's a question I'd like you to kind of mull over in your mind and ask your body system for answers to. And when we come back, we're going to take a few calls, as many as are there in the next section. I might give you a little bit of information about soul contracts that I have received. And then we'll go to break again. We'll have another section of calls and questions and concerns, and anybody who wants blessings can call in or text in at that time. And we'll talk a little bit more about disconnection and how to get reconnected to who you are and what you're about. If you have questions or requests, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And if you're going to chat on that same line, please leave an email for me to connect back in with you afterwards, because if you don't put a connection in with that, I can't get back to you after the call's over, okay? So we're going to go to break. We'll be right back and we'll talk some more.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, -ITY.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Ascending with the Arcturians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. So we are talking about soul contracts today on the Pam Bright Empower Me show on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm going to actually read a little bit from this book called Soul Contracts. It is by Linda Baker, How They Affect Your Life and Your Relationships. So when we try to avoid feeling and carry judgment about ourselves, like it's not okay to be angry or to speak feelings of revenge, hate, etc., because it is not nice or spiritual, the ability to love the self becomes completely blocked. The amount of blockage in the body on a cellular level is a direct reflection of the pain and suffering that we perceive we have endured and are still enduring. The more severe the abuse, the stronger the feelings will be. In this work, expression without judgment allows the energy to leave the cells. The expression does not mean wallowing in old murky waters or blaming others. It just means being honest. I believe that once it is accepted that the expression of any emotion is in perfect harmony with God and healing, then that emotion or energy can be released from the body without going into the drama of the event, and sometimes without even having conscious awareness of the trauma. And I have definitely found that to be true with the kind of soul contract work that I've been doing with folks, is that we really bypass, with light language, we bypass the brain that thinks it has to figure everything out and understand it before it can be healed. And all of that world can get really, really bogged down and it becomes kind of slow. There are many, many people that go to counseling, and counseling is an awesome venue for many, many people. I've done some counseling myself in my own life for my own traumas. And what I found is that it's very, very powerful work. But there's sometimes what happens is that people get caught in this trap of not ever moving beyond the venue of the counseling world of, you got to tell me what I need before I can move on. Or I got to dig really deep into this world of pain and my past before I can even open up to the future. And don't get me wrong, I love counseling and I love the people that counsel, and it's a really great tool. And we are moving so fast in this world right now in 2021 that we really need very fast movement into our spiritual domain. And so this light language work and this soul contract work really allows us to delve deeply into our karma and in our past without having to delve deeply into our pain bodies in order to tell us how to move on. So I believe that we have a caller on the line. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have Bobby from Tampa. Let's bring Bobby on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Bobby.
How you doing, Pam?
I'm doing wonderful. So why don't you tell me how you are and what's really opening up for you since the last time that we talked?
Well, let's see. You know, I'm still working with my spirit team, and I'm finding, you know, I'm trying to change some, you know, patterns of thinking about things and stuff. And I'm also, let's see, I think I told you last night we had a lot of rain, but nothing to write home about. So I'm working on, you know, overcoming some fears of the storms and stuff.
Excellent.
And what's also, you know, helping is, you know, just being able to talk to someone and not feeling like I'm stupid for asking questions and stuff. And I mean, you know, I just, you know, like when I've talked to you about different things, like, you know, I was like, wow, you know, that's amazing. I can't believe I asked that question. And wow, it's amazing. She didn't think it was a stupid question. It's like, wow.
That's excellent. So would you say that you are getting benefit from the work that we're doing together? What's happened for you around your soul contract work that we've opened up for you? What's shown up with that?
Well, I've basically, have you, I think I sent you an email. I've been thinking about, you know, how to best promote, you know, what we talked about as far as, you know, the gifts and stuff that I have, and about using those to, you know, help others and, you know, on a donation basis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which I think is really, you know, which is really, really, really cool. It makes me feel really good. The more I thought about it, like, yeah, you know, that's great. I just got to, you know, put it out there and, you know, that, you know, I too can give light language blessings, and I can tune into the archangels for people and receive messages for them. And, you know, that's what really seems to be coming up for me, is those two things, those two big things for me, that's something that I...
That's wonderful. So I'm... I understand that before you contacted me and heard the show, you had not experienced light language prior to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Wonderful.
And I can't believe
that's opened up. That's opened up for you. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, I can't believe Friday will be a month since I got my light language.
That's great. I'm so happy for you. So I'm going to ask you a question. What would you say at this point, are you feeling ready to release to the next level for your soul contract?
I really think that I would like to release, and I know this is going to sound silly, but, you know, I really want to release the fear of my dreams. And, you know, I think I shared with you in an email about how I grab onto the blanket when I'm going to sleep and stuff like that. I really want to release that and, you know, just feel my guides and angels as I'm going to sleep and hang on to them, and not, you know, other than to cover myself up, you know, I don't want to touch that blanket for anything else. I don't want to be hanging on to, kind of like hanging onto a bar on a roller coaster ride.
Mm.
'Cause it's, because it's not really a roller coaster ride. I mean, yeah, I told you about that dream I had about going on a ride, and it was kind of a, I don't remember it being an eventful ride. It was quite uneventful. It was a, it was kind of a gentle drop down the hill. I mean, it was really nothing. Like, I wonder if that's, maybe that's what this has been for me, working with Pam. You know, I'm thinking that's what it kind of felt like when I was really thinking about it.
So things have opened up and things have gotten a little bit easier for you, it sounds like. I'm so happy for you that this has opened up for you. And I am thrilled that we get to work together. And we will continue this conversation at our next session. Thank you for calling in, Bobby. We do need to wrap this call up for now. But really open to asking your guides to allow yourself to let it be okay that you have comfort. I will tell you a story. So when I had my near-death experience, when I came out of that, I had not used anything really for comfort prior to that and for going to sleep. After I had my near-death experience, I had two stuffed animals, which I still have 20 years later, and I sleep with them every night, and they are my comfort. So don't ever be ashamed about using tools for comfort. You are in a human body, which is important to connect to and is important for you to honor. So by using the blanket to go to sleep with, and to cuddle up to, that's your comfort, and it's okay for you to do that. So it looks like, how close are we to break now? I think we're close, no? Oh, we still have another, we have another caller. Okay, great. Awesome. So who's our next caller?
Yeah, Jacob? Next up, we've got Wade from Salem, Oregon.
Wonderful.
Let's bring on Wade.
So hello, Wade. We have Wade. Maybe we have Wade.
Hey, Wade, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are. Hello, Wade.
I'm here. Hi.
How are you?
I'm feeling great. And I have a quiet space with me today to sit with myself and focus and kind of comb over some things again. How are you doing, Pam?
I'm doing well. So do you have a question or a concern or anything that you would like to share with me about what's opened up for you since working with me and working with this soul contract or your spirit team?
I can let my folks talk through me here a little bit. I did a lot of things in a short period of time with you. I started a period of growth when I met my current partner, and I realized that there are better things for me than to continue to wash myself through the cycle that was starting to burn out my body. My body has started to kind of quit on itself. I'm 25 years old, and I'm getting nervous and musculoskeletal disorders and things like that as a means of coping with the activities that help me deal with stress. So we spent some time helping me break up the different parts of myself that are essentially the forces that put me into this cycle, but the parts of me that I didn't know how to communicate with. I realized that things were a lot easier if I had somebody else to talk to that understood me, and I found that the best person that understands me is myself. But that there are different reflections of myself in different aspects of things that I've experienced in my life, and I learned how to open up conversation and negotiate certain traumas, experiences, and just start asking questions. I realized that a lot of the answers that I was looking for, I couldn't continue to try to find them outside. I mean, I started learning the stock market, politics, finances, and I mean, I read this all the way to the very end of it, and I found no truth that helped me get through what I was going through. It only seeked to continue to disfigure me and my view of the world, and finding you and finding several other healing practices that I've allowed myself to now look into after being in contact with my spirit team. I've been able to ask these questions. The soul contract situation for me was only able to, I mean, I was only able to ask these questions when I was allowing other people inside myself to give me the answers, to surrender myself to not necessarily liking the answer that I get, and being willing to let go of things that I think I have to hold on so tightly to. If the world's full of trauma and this is bad and that's bad and this has been done to me, I have to go out into the world and I have to try to fix it. I'm a fixer, you know. Mother was the perpetual victim. Dad was the got to get away from it. And I was the fixer. I got to fix all of it. And once I started asking and really surrendering myself to the question, not seeking an answer, but seeking to ask the question into the universe, the perpetual inquiry, if you will. And I noticed that it didn't come to me in the form of an answer. It came into the form of weight dropping off of my shoulders, because the answer itself was such a force of the things that were driving me to work so dang hard just to fix all of the things that I thought were bad. But we really are just doing the things that are a reflection of our insides. And the soul contract helped me really understand that I'm an observer, that I am here to read everything around me, comprehend it, understand it, and take all that information with me as I pass into the next realm and I move back to source and take all of this wonderful life that I've had with me, all these experiences, and be able to confidently bring this back with me. And there's no pressure to go out there and change it, but just to observe it and to realize that I am not it, and that it is not, I'm not a product of my environment, and it does not make me what I am, that I get the choice.
Wow. Absolutely. Well said. So what I'm hearing from you is that a lot of the old karma from the old contracts that you came into this lifetime with actually fell away when we started doing this soul contract work and asking questions. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Yeah. Yeah. And the seriousness. I mean, it went from, this is real life, real serious, have to do something, everything about me rides on this, to it's all a game. You know, it's war games, separation games, money games, power games. It's all, none of it's serious. I mean, the cycles just perpetually repeat themselves. If it was serious, these things wouldn't continue to just recycle themselves over and over again. And so it's like, well, where do I want to be in that, right? You know,
absolutely.
Instead of, how do I change it?
Yeah. So you talk about games. Well, we've created a game on Facebook called the Empower Me game that I invite you to check out. I will send you an invitation to that, but you can definitely invite yourself as well. But it's really creating your own game. Because we believe that life can always be a game, and it's whatever game you choose to create for yourself. And when we have an empowerment game for ourselves, we really take on life as a whole new perspective, new choices, new programs, new ways of being in the world. And I thank you, Wade, for your willingness to take yourself on, because that's a big part of this work, is being willing to be, as I call, an inquiry about who you are and what you're about. And the more questions you ask, the more your soul will respond, and your soul We talk also about spirit team, bringing all of your spirit guides together on a team for yourself, which is a whole other level of work that works very well together with this soul contract work. And it's a dive deep into support. So if this is something that any of you are interested in, definitely hit me up for this kind of conversation about how to work with spirit team, how to get them on your side for your benefit, have them be able to listen to your requests and act on them, and then how to connect them into your soul and what you're here to do. So, Wade, one more question I have is, what have you discovered in this work so far that is part of your soul contract now? What has opened up for you around that?
Well, there's a lot of layers, and it really depends on, you know, on the day what I want to focus on. There is what I want to go out and do, what I want to put into the world of matter. There's what do I want to do to, you know, improve my state of my body, improve my state of my mind and my emotions. And I've found that there is work to do internally that I have permission from Source and from the beings that I work with to simply on the world of matter just observe. Just look at everything around me. I've been given the gift of comprehension. So, you know, I can see things for truth. I can see it for what it is, and I can know what's worth my time and what's not. And I've realized a lot of the pressure that I put on myself to, you know, like be a minister or to be an activist or lead people to a different way of thought. It's only just a reflection of me wanting to do that inside of myself. Now, there is work that I would love to do on a less serious note in that regard, because it gives me so much love and fulfillment to do so for others. But putting my activities in the world of matter on pause so that I can continue to observe and look over and see what can be improved inside of myself, my relationships. I think that my right now, the relationships is what I'm working on. I've done a lot of making peace with myself, with my trauma, with the activities that I engage in to continue to perpetuate that trauma. And now looking at, you know, healing and improving and strengthening the relationship that I have with my partner. We both came from domestic households that left us feeling leaderless in some ways, and that we had to take charge and lead ourselves. That is a sense of independence that sometimes can be toxic in a relationship. You know, you don't want to count on anybody, so why would you want to count on your partner if you've been burned so many times, or if you have burned so many times, right? And so it's the surrendering yourself to, you're part of a team now. You know, you don't have to do this on your own. You can create a sacred space where if you and somebody else say, you know what you want to do in the world, that's awesome. Let me help you do that. And for us to both, for you and your other partner to do that, consensually do that for each other, you have to create, a very important and space of humility, of a space of vulnerability where somebody can say, hey, I don't understand this, or I don't agree with this, and I'm open to having you help me understand why I don't, because I just know that this makes me feel that, and I don't want this to continue, or I want more of that. These things need to be there on all levels of a relationship if you want to take that person into the next life. As we call it, soulmates, twin flames, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Wow. That's really a lot of wisdom coming from you. And I am so thrilled and honored that our paths have crossed, and that you have been so willing to do the work necessary to open yourself up and relieve the burdens and the stress of the life that you had been leading up until this point. And that's what that I, something I really want to stress for all of the, those of you who are listening, is that your stress that you're under right now very possibly goes back to your karmic lives that you came in with. And that's part of the work that we get to have and do, is relieving that, releasing that, allowing the guidance of spirit to kind of root it out, so to speak, and relieve it from your inner core so that you can really honor and the self that you are now and bring in the newness of your energy field as it is in this moment. So Wade, thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to another time that we can talk some more. And many, many blessings to you on your journey. And I can't wait to talk to you again. Take good care of yourself.
Well, blessings to you too, Pam.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye. So I'm going to read one more thing before we go to break again, from this wonderful Soul Contracts book by Linda Baker. She is a hypnotherapist and an energy worker, and so she was doing sessions around Soul Contract. And there's something here that is a key question a lot of people have asked her and have asked me as well, is how long does this take? How long before, you know, I'm going to get some enlightenment? How long before I'm going to get some answers? How long before whatever your before question is, right? And the answer is really that it depends upon your willingness to feel, experience, know, release, and receive whatever's needed for your healing, okay? Spirit wants us to let go of old baggage and be who we truly are. But spirit can only assist us as far as we are willing to be assisted. And that is very true for healing of any kind, is that your willingness is where it starts for any kind of spiritual unfoldment, spiritual path, spiritual journey. And the more willing that you are to take yourself on, as I talk about, and really look at those traumas, look at that pain, look at the stuck places inside of yourself that might be in the way of you progressing on this journey, that's when the soul will begin to be accessible to you. So thank you for being so willing to show up to this moment for yourself. And I believe that we are again going to go to another break. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about a new program that I am creating for you. It'll be hopefully completed by the end of the year. I don't know exactly how long it'll take to build this, but it's coming. So if you want to call in or you want to chat on the chat line, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And I want you to, if you're going to be on the chat, please put an email in there so that I can connect in with you if I don't get you on the call or be able to answer your question. So when we come back from break, I want you to think about what are the basic steps of connecting to your soul? What does that look like? How does that feel? What do I need to do? How does it all work? So we're going to go to break, and I'll talk to you when we are back from break.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T Lotus on Triple L, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Language of Light episode today, talking about soul contracts. And I've got a couple of comments here, from one from Debbie McDonald and KJ Hartz. So Debbie asks, is there anything for me? Well, let me check in, Debbie. I'll see what comes through for you. Light language beings of light and love, we ask now that a message for Debbie come through for her highest and best good. A la tene ke e waya tu ada e baya tu ana mail da ye kua baye wa maye tu da baye ye. All right, so I'm hearing, Debbie, to connect into your heart. That's where you're going to get your answers. And definitely, as you connect to your heart, you will get answers to your questions. And your guidance is always available to you at any time. And so I invite you to email me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com for us to connect further. And I would love to assist you in any way that I can. I have much to assist you with, many services to offer. You can also go to brightbutterflyenterprises.com and connect in there. And for KJ, who is new to my show, would love to connect for the first time. So I would love to connect to you too. KJ, let me see what spirit has to tell you today through light language. So it sounds like a lot of galactic language is coming through for you. So you've been on this path for a while, it sounds like. So again, I would love to connect to you as well. We are running out of time now, so I will connect with you on the empowerme show@gmail.com. Please email me there, and I will give you as much information as I can from that space. And definitely we can set up a session for each of you. Thank you very much for tuning into the Empower Me Show. As I mentioned, we are creating a soul contract program. It'll probably be a 90-day course that will be coming up in the next few months. We're going to be creating that, and I'll get back to you soon with that. So I asked you, what are the basic steps involved? Those are something for you to look at, because each individual has their own experience with this. But these are things to think about as you're looking into, what's my soul saying? What do I need? What am I here for? Who am I? All of those different questions usually come up when thinking about the soul and the soul contracts. Often when we have blocks in our lives, when we have a lot of problems that show up, or a lot of trauma, or stuck ways of being, those are indicators that there might be some deep work that wants to happen. And I'm simply one conduit for this kind of soul contract work in the world. There's many different people that are doing this now. You'll find them on YouTube. You'll find them in doing workshops. You'll find them having programs. Whatever you need is available to you for any kind of spiritual work that you're up to doing. And we definitely can look at what's available for you with that. And if you're really curious about delving deep into who am I, what am I here to do, why am I here, and what is my special purpose in the world, then this program might be for you. And so we can definitely talk more about that. So be open to the process. Be willing to take some inventory. Taking inventory is something that many of the 12-step programs use for dealing with addiction of any kind, dealing with any kind of trauma, really looking at, okay, what's my life like right now? When we know where we are right now and are honest about that, that's when the whole world opens up to us. And that's when the creator of all that is and all of our spiritual teams can actually start working on our behalf and give us clues. So be open to the clues that are all around you. Things like listening to the trees, listening when the dog barks. Oh, what's the dog saying? I just heard a hawk. The hawk has a message for me. Why am I smelling roses right now? I don't have any roses around. Oh, well, maybe it's my grandmother. I used to have a grandmother rose. And so that was her name. We called her Rosie. And so when I smell rose, I often know, oh, grandma's trying to contact me now. So listen for the messages that are all around you. That's another way for you to open up to this soul contract work. Be willing to shift. We talk a lot about shifting when it comes to the Full Body System Wellness Program, which is a whole other program that I have that's going to probably be part of the big 9-month program that we're creating. But really looking at our habits and really looking at our routines that may or may not be supporting us. Then be willing to release. When we are willing to release, it's like an automatic dial or an automatic release valve that, you know, like in the bathtub when you do the switch and let the water pour out, that's kind of what happens, is that our automatic stop valve gets released, and then we start purging what we no longer need. And then we can start rewiring our automatic responses to receive something new, which is really awesome. So if you have any questions at all, you can go to the empowermeshow@gmail.com and ask me any questions you have, or you want to connect to me and do some deep dive soul work, we can do that. You can also go to brightbutterflyenterprises.com, and I've got a list of the different services that I provide, as well as testimonials on there, so that you can get some answers to who is this person and what's she really all about. The speed at which you can access this kind of work is really faster than it ever has been before. Used to be when we went to counseling, I know for myself, when I went to counseling, it seemed to take a long time for me to get some of my answers. And I have found, as I've had that as a foundation, it's really opened the door to my spiritual life and being able to access more of who I am and what I want in the world. So this particular splash, that we call it a splash page, which is just an information guide for what we did today in this program. We have movies on there. We've got a YouTube playlist for you to listen to different inspirational songs, be able to access different parts of you from these different tools that we have. And I am so thrilled that you've taken the time to be with me today. We are looking at questions of what kind of life do you really want? Like, this life is up to you, guys. It really is up to you. It's not out there. Life happens all around us, but your world inside of you is really how you create your life experience. So what kind of life experience do you want to have? I, for myself, want to experience a life of peace, a life of joy, a life of freedom, a life of giving everything that my soul has to give from any lifetime. I actually made the conscious choice and commitment a few years ago to bring in all of who I am. And with that commitment and that choice, then I asked my guidance to assist with that. And that's how I'm able to sit here today with you and talk about things like soul and spirit team and all of these kinds of things. So this is the time that you have. That's my biggest statement that I have for you is, what are you waiting for? You don't have to wait any longer. This is your moment of power. This is your moment of choice. Contact me with any questions, any concerns, any way that I can help you, I will. Next month on the Language of Light episode on the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, we're going to talk about the law of attraction and what does that mean and how does that work. And next week, I'm going to be joined by my husband and co-host, David Buck. We're going to be talking about cancel culture. What does that mean? How do we cancel this world of cancel culture and really allowing ourselves to be empowered by taking labels out of our realm of thinking? How do we just allow ourselves to be in the moment of what is without judgment, without concern or rebuke, without blame? And allow us to just be who we are. So I love you. I am so honored and privileged that you're here with me. And please be true to who you are and be in this moment from your heart. With many blessings from above, I'm going to sign off now. I love you and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.